From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Brazilian senators suspend President Dilma Rousseff from office. The lawmakers are preparing to try her on charges of manipulating the national budget to boost her 2014 re-election campaign. Ms. Rousseff accused her opponents of sabotaging her government, saying respect for democracy and the country's constitution are at stake. U.S. forces fired on al-Shabaab militants while assisting an attack by Somali government and African Union troops. The incident occurred Thursday in the village of Sabi'i during a government attack on a militant base. A U.S. defense official says U.S. forces conducted what he called defensive fire against al-Shabaab fighters after African Union troops came under attack. Turkish officials say a car bombing in Istanbul Thursday wounded at least 8 people. The explosion occurred inside a parked car near a military garrison in the city's San Jettepe neighborhood. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. The U.S. switched on a missile defense site in southern Romania Thursday. Work on the Veselu site began in 2013, 3 years after NATO's decision to create a missile shield. The project includes sites in Poland as well as Romania and is expected to be completed by 2020. Russia is upset by the move, but the U.S. and NATO say the system is not designed or capable for undermining Russia's deterrence capability. Malaysia's transport ministry said Thursday 2 pieces of debris found in South Africa and near the Mauritanian island of Rodrigues almost certainly came from Malaysian Airlines Flight 370, which disappeared 2 years ago. This is VOA News. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump and House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan are voicing confidence that the two of them will eventually come together to prevent Democrat Hillary Clinton from becoming president. The two men met Thursday in Washington. Speaker Ryan, the highest-ranking Republican official, said last week that he was not ready to endorse Trump's candidacy. In a joint statement after the meeting, the two said they, quote, remain confident there's a great opportunity to unify our party and win, end quote, the U.S. presidential election. A one-day meeting in London Thursday was aimed at stepping up global action to expose, punish, and drive out corruption at all levels of society. The corruption summit sought to shift the focus on global corruption from African generals, oligarchs, and corrupt dictators toward the rich countries whose banks and real estate brokers have allegedly been the benefactors of the stolen wealth of nations. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni took his fifth oath of office Thursday. Elizabeth Pollitt has more.
Crowds were in high spirits as they made their way to the Kololo airstrip Thursday. President Yoweri Museveni arrived amid a chorus of cheers, and within the hour, he was sworn in to his fifth elected term in office. In downtown Kampala, police presence was high after unrest the day before. Opposition leader and top Museveni rival Kizza Besigye had escaped house arrest and appeared in town, drawing throngs of supporters Wednesday. His party held an alternate inauguration, proclaiming him the People's President. Elizabeth Pola, Kampala.
The European Parliament on Thursday strongly condemned last month's decision by Crimea's Russia-backed authorities to ban the Crimean Tatars' representative body. A resolution passed by the European legislature called the Crimean Supreme Court's April 26th decision to ban the Tatars' Majlis, quoting, systemic and targeted persecution, end of quote. The European Parliament's resolution also reiterated its severe condemnation of Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014. United Nations economists predict world economic growth will be sluggish this year. In a new report on the global economic situation and its future, the experts say weak economic growth is likely to linger. They say lower oil prices, severe weather effects from El Nino, and political instability have all contributed to 2016's below-average showing. A judge in Washington ruled Thursday that the Obama administration has been improperly funding part of its health care program. Judge Rosemary Collyer ruled that a subsidy aimed at helping low-income people pay for health care was never specifically approved by Congress. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.